We'd like to switch gears now and speak with a minister who has gone to new heights to bring attention to conditions in his neighborhood. Pastor Corey Brooks is the senior pastor of New Beginnings Church of Chicago. It's on the south side of Chicago. He founded the church 11 years ago. He says he became fed up with the drug and gun violence in his community and in one abandoned motel in particular. So last November, he decided to occupy the roof of that building to raise the money to tear it down. He pitched a tent and lived on the roof for 3 months until he reached his goal of $450,000. The church now owns the building, and demolition is scheduled to start next week. Pastor Brooks has now packed up his tent and gone back to work on the ground, and he was nice enough to stop by and tell us about his experience and what's next. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back to Terra Firma.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
How did you get the idea to climb up on that roof?
Well, I was actually studying a passage of scripture in Habakkuk chapter 2, and it talked about him going up on a watchtower that he could hear from God. And his time was much like our time. They were having a lot of social conflict. They were in the midst of a recession. Enemy nations were coming against them, and he just needed to hear something from God to change things around. So that's kind of where I got the idea, the whole watchtower concept and needing to hear from God on how I could play my part to make the community a better place.
Could you tell us a little bit about the neighborhood? And just by way of reference, I understand that you preached 10 funerals last year for young black men who died from violence, presumably.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, our community, it's a place where it's become a killing field, sad to say. It's a place where young kids can't go and play basketball at the park, and they can't walk to school safely. They can't go to a corner store, and that's not the way a community is supposed to be. Last year alone, I did 10 funerals of young black males under the age of 25. This year already, I've done 4. And so we're living in a place where violence has become the order of the day. It's a place where the stakeholders in the community are saying we don't want that in our community any longer. So we're trying to do our part to step up to the plate to make sure we rid the community of violence so these kids can have a safe place to live.
How did you wind up picking the building of that particular motel to climb up on that particular roof? Why did you pick that one?
Well, that motel is directly across the street from our church. Now it's an old dilapidated building, but at that time, we started protesting it about 3 years ago. And at that time, it was drug infested. It was a den of prostitution, and people were going there doing all kind of illegal acts. And it just became a place in our neighborhood where a lot of criminal activity was going on, and it was the center or the hub of just things that we did not want. And so we came up with this concept that instead of trying to conquer the whole neighborhood, we're just going to go block by block, and it starts right across the street from our church.
And what was your vision for that particular building? You thought you could make it, what, into a community center or a rec center or something like that?
Absolutely. Our goal is to turn it into a community and economic development center. One of the reasons why our community is suffering is because our children don't have places that they can go for recreation or social skills or conflict resolution. They don't have a place where they can go and hone their skills and learn the things that would enhance their lives. And so we want to build a community and economic development center that would make the lives of these young people a lot better, and it'll make the neighborhood a lot safer.
We're talking to Pastor Corey Brooks. He spent more than 3 months camped on the roof of an abandoned building across the street from his church in Chicago. He was trying to raise money to tear it down. Did you think you were going to be up there for 3 months?
You know, actually, when I first went up there, I said, you know, I'm going to go up here, and maybe it'll be like 21 days. My church, you know, they'll see that the pastor's on the roof and the community will come and we'll all gather together. And in 21 days, I'll be able to come down. After day 21 came and I realized we were a long way from having the money, I started to believe then that it's going to take some time. And so I prepared my mind and I prepared my heart for the long term. I did not think it would take 94 days, but I had made up in my mind, regardless of how long it takes, I was going to stay right there.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Did you ever think of giving up? Did you ever think of saying, it's too cold up here? It's too
cold.
Can't do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, many a times. I kept a journal every day. There were so many days in the journal where I just wanted to just say, this is enough. And in the first 30 days, I was fasting, so I wasn't eating anything. So I was cold. It was dark. I was hungry. And I was like, this is not the smartest of moves. Maybe I shouldn't have done this. So I thought about it quite often. But whenever I would have those moments, I would always think about those young men that were killed, and I would think about their mothers, and I would think about their family, how, you know, they have no option. They have no choice. I could go down from the roof, but they can't come back from the grave. And so I decided to stay up there, and every time I would get disappointed or frustrated, I would just think about those kids and think about their parents, and it would make me, you know, go ahead and commit.
Did you ever think about inviting somebody else to join you? You know, you could have, you know, played bid whist or something.
The thing about it, though, the people that I probably would have invited, they probably would not have taken my invitation because, you know, I probably would have invited the mayor or the president or somebody like that to come and spend the night. And I had even called my other cot. I had another cot up there. I had called it the Lincoln Room. And so I would have invited someone like that. And I don't think they would have received that
particularly
invitation.
Appreciated,
well.
Particularly since it was winter time, as we might mention again. You could have maybe waited till May, but that wasn't the plan. And then a woman in your church wrote into the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Yes.
And filmmaker Tyler Perry, he of the Madea Films and owns a studio in the
yes.
Atlanta area, best-selling playwright. And this is what happened. Here it is.
I'll do that. I'll give him the $98,000.
What?
I will.
Wow.
I will. I'll do that.
Man.
I'll do that. If this has all been vetted, it's all real, and it's community centered, it's going to help stop some of the crime that's going on there. I love the people of Chicago, man. I'm in.
And so what happened? How did you hear about it? Did you happen to be listening at the time, or how did you hear about
it? I was
it?
Not listening at the time, and then my timeline on Twitter started going crazy, and then my phone started going crazy, and people start calling me, and I finally answered the call. And there was this lady, I don't even know who she was. She was crying, and she was like, "Pastor, you can come down. You can come down. Tyler Perry's going to give you the money." And I didn't know what she was talking about. And I said, "Well, you know, I'll believe it when I hear it." And about 2 minutes later, the Tom Joyner Morning Show called, and Tyler Perry was on the line. And that was one of the happiest moments of my life.
So have you gotten the check?
You know what's so crazy? They wired it the same day. So it was so quick. I could not believe it because I told him on the radio, I was just joking around. I said, "You know, listen, I can't come down till I have the money in hand." And Tyler Perry said, "Listen, my word is good." And a couple of hours later, they called us, got our account information. And from there, they wired that money immediately to our account.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. Two snaps, right?
But yeah.
but important to note that money took you over the top. It was not the core, right, of your fundraising, that you said that something like 2,000 people actually
yes.
contributed to the purchase of the building. And has the purchase of the building has actually gone forward?
Yes, the purchase of the building actually did go forward. And so we were able to go ahead and secure it. And we're really excited about that.
So what's next? How soon do you think from where we're talking this week, now that you've purchased the building, do you think that, you know, you can invite us to the ribbon cutting? How long do you think it's going to take?
It's going to take us a little time. This week, we're going to have a celebration where we're going to have a fun, you know, just enjoy the moment about being able to celebrate the fact that we had the money and we purchased the building and we're going to tear it down. And so in a couple of weeks, we're going to start getting together to properly get rid of the building totally. And now we start the hard part, and that's the $15 million campaign to go forward. One of the great things about it is that today we received great news from one of the largest architect firms in the country, Will & Perkins, who is going to do all of our drawings, all of our renderings, all of our architect work for free. And so that is one of the most exciting things you could ever hear. And we're going to do it. There is no doubt in my mind that we can get the $15 million that we need to build a fabulous center for these kids.
Corey Brooks is the founder and senior pastor of New Beginnings Church of Chicago. That's on the south side of Chicago. He was kind enough to join us from member station WBEZ. Pastor Brooks, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.